Hello, Fife fans. Welcome back to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club, where a few mates talk about anything and everything that takes their interest. What's the first rule of Fife Club?
Talk about Fife Club, please.
Quietly. Quietly.
Don't let anyone hear you.
Yeah, don't let anyone hear you at all. or please talk about it. I think we're probably just going to jump into things this week. I've not really written very much to talk about.
But, sorry. Yeah. I've not been on for ages. Yeah. Where's my fucking intro?
Oh, don't worry. Wait, I've got something. I've got something for you. Got something for you.
Oh no.
For our listeners this week, we have poor audio quality because of Skype.
Yeah.
That's our present to you.
Yeah. Skyping into the new year.
Everybody.
On the mics with my good self Kutch tonight is a man whose New Year resolution is to destroy Jamesy's spirit both mentally and physically. It's Jamie.
That's very true. Hello.
And across in Oakley somewhere.
In the barren wastelands of Oakley.
Yeah, the barren wastelands of Oakley is a man who's trying to hold on to what little self sort of respect and dignity he has. And sort of, I suppose, will be looking to make that his New Year's resolution to come out of this year sort of alive, maybe. It's James.
I can confirm after last episode, police have not been at my door yet. So,
Yeah, you're a nonce, that's right.
I felt so fully sorry for you listening to that episode, James. I mean, it was hilarious and I also laughed a lot, but I felt very sorry for you.
I got totally battered in that one.
There was you did.
Fuck it. Your New Year's resolution should be keep away from school gates.
Yeah, don't feel sorry for James. It's not a victimless crime, James.
This is really helping my career as an actor through theatre and education. This totally makes my job easy. Fucking bastards.
Allegedly.
I'm gonna walk into my rehearsal in a few weeks' time, and the guy running will be like, "So James, I've been listening to your podcast. We need to..."
Well, let's put in a wee disclaimer. It's all a joke. Genuine joke.
Allegedly.
It's easier to hide behind laughter.
Lol.
Been faced with truth.
And across the oceans and the wee Elin Saar, it is a lady who has made a New Year's resolution to not get on the ferry or ever leave the island again because she'll probably spew, get the flu, and sciatica. It's Lizzie.
Yay! I hate my life.
You're having a good one.
I seriously need to move. My goodness.
So, what was your journey like today, Lizzie?
Shit. No, so I've come a long way today. I've proper from one end of the country to the other today. I left the sort of Dumfries area this morning at about, well, obviously I meant to leave at 9. I actually left at like 9:45, but that's not bad for me. And then I am now back home in Stornoway. So I've done 3 different islands.
That's all right.
I think it's about 300 miles, something like that.
Wow.
I've done a 1 hour, 45 minute ferry with 3 VOMs. So that's not that much for me. And I've done it all with severe back pain while sat down. And I don't know if any of you have ever suffered sciatica, you'll understand that they sitting down in one place for long periods of time, it's very uncomfortable.
It's your enemy, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's your enemy.
Oh, it's so horrible. I'm like driving along, like sat on one bum cheek and then like trying to move and sat on the other bum cheek. It was not good. All this way on my own, obviously, because I've got no pals. Although, you know, I had a few various different podcasts / all of Radio 4 to keep me company, which, again, they're my pals. And then I also decided yesterday that I had the flu. Just to clarify, I don't have the flu. I'm a terrible hypochondriac. What I have is a light cold.
A light cold.
Lizzie, you really wouldn't want the Archers to be your pals.
Oh, I bloody love the Archers.
They're mental.
It's my life. I talk about the Archers on several times on this podcast because they are my friends. And today I did something that I never do. Because I'm a Archers Omnibus kind of gal. Mm-hmm. I listen to it all in one go, but the Archers Omnibus is not till a Sunday. Right. And obviously, I was traveling today on a Saturday.
Can you listen to radio on a Sunday in Stornoway? Is it forbidden?
It's okay as long as you don't listen live.
That's fair enough.
Is that because you'll get the license fee money knocking on your door?
Yeah. Well, because they actually turn off the radio signal on a Sunday here. But they haven't cottoned on to digital radio yet. So you're all right on
internet. Turn off the broadband because you can't have people wanking on a Sunday, surely. The Wi-Fi's wouldn't they like that?
I don't think they like that anyway. I think that's, you shouldn't spill it, should you?
Every sperm is sacred.
Can I just say, I'm saying this with like a toilet roll and tissues lying around here. But that's because of my flu. Flash, light. No. So yeah, it wasn't the best of journeys. I mean, actually, it was totally fine. Why? I just drove.
So was it just for sitting still on the ferry that you didn't like? Or because when you sent the sick emoji, I assumed you felt sick because you're on a ferry, and that confused me because you have a boat. So I was like, how are you seasick? But it was more of a sitting still, or is it different?
Well, no, it's very different motion. I get travel sick in everything. Okay. So sometimes, even when I'm driving, I feel sick.
Oh, really?
I never actually managed to be sick whilst driving. And it worked as I got older. But so sailing is a bit different because, well, first of all, you're outside. I can't go into the cabin of the boat whilst I'm sailing, Jeff will spew. So you're outside, but also the motion that your boat makes through the water is different when you're under sail because you cut through waves rather than bounce off them. If I'm on my boat and I'm under power in big waves, yeah, I'll spew then too.
Really?
Often, the other thing that fun with sailing, particularly competitive like racing, is that you're generally really fucking hungover as well. We did once when I was a student, we used to do our like weekend competition things. I did once get protested. So protesting is like, sailing as a sport is sort of self-regulated. Basically, you all tell tales on each other. Mm. And you say, he didn't do that properly, and you put up a protest flag. So I did once get protested for artificial propulsion because I was being sick so much off the back of my boat.
Artificial propulsion, lol.
But I'm afraid that wasn't because of the motion of the boat. That's because I was really rough. I'm really, really bad on ferries, but it's in my head because I'm a hypochondriac. I feel sick before it's left.
I used to get like travel sick all the time when I was a kid, but I only get it now if, say, I'm on a bus, a really hot bus. All right. And even then, if I can't see where I'm going and it's really warm, then I might get it. But otherwise, I'm fine. Mm.
Even just you saying that makes me a little bit vomity in my mouth.
Wait, what? The word bus?
Some of us don't have boats, Lizzie. Some of us have to get about on buses.
I'm terribly sorry.
Just the idea of but with the public.
And they
What do you mean you can't get a private bus?
And sometimes you have to sit next to people.
No, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
Haven't been on a bus since about 1998, Jamie.
Oops. Really?
Sometimes I get the bus from the airport into Glasgow, but only if it's not rush hour. Otherwise, I have to get a taxi.
taxis are cheap in Glasgow, so that's all right.
Has anybody got the airport bus recently?
No, it's
£16 return. £16.
Holy shit. I don't think I've ever flown out of Glasgow. But yes, that is ridiculous.
747.
The 747's like a fiver there and back or something. It's not bad at all.
And the one you're waiting for might be late, but then another one turns up and gets here in time for the one that was meant to be before. It's very confusing. I used to get it a lot to go training.
It's not to use public transport. No need.
No, you just need to understand the intrinsic
value quality.
Yeah, just how random and mad that the bus service can be. If you understand that, then you can prepare for
it. Yeah, I used to rely on my bus to Edinburgh being late, or I wouldn't have made it in time for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's it.
It was always like 10 minutes late, so I was like, that's okay.
Get the bus earlier. Or the bus earlier than that to make sure you're there on time.
And I'm usually the sort of guy who has his coat on like 20 minutes for us to go somewhere. So it's actually kind of weird for me. I didn't like it being late. But speaking of public transport, we also had all this madness this week. And boats. With the Brexit boat stuff.
Oh, God, yeah.
Did you see this? Where the government awarded three companies, two of which are actual, shipping companies.
Shipping,
and the other one is a startup. It doesn't own any boats at all. Has never ran a boat.
A startup, but they've actually been running for years as well. Yeah. And they don't have any boats at all.
Startup sounds suspiciously to me like friends of ministers waiting for contracts to come up. Yeah. Like friends of ministers.
Friends of ministers.
Yeah. Not only do they not own a boat, they haven't operated any marine vessel ever.
Yeah.
I was listening to this.
Not even a yellow submarine or.
not even like a little rib type thing. I was listening to it today whilst listening to my pals on Radio 4. And obviously I heard the news like 19 times today because that's what happens when you listen to the radio straight for like eight hours. And every single one, it was like, how they never operated any marine vessel. And as the day went on, it got more and more specific. And they were like, literally none. Literally, like, they've never put their toes in the water, they can't even swim.
it's crazy, but I was reading also about how they're about to test spend a day, was it a day or 2 days, where they test sending 100 lorries down to Dover.
Oh yeah, for the for the tailback
to test the infrastructure, and they're opening up an airport as well.
It's not as cool as when they put all the grit trucks on the bridge and you saw the bridge bend. That's like a cool use of public transport. That's cool as fuck.
See, I'm going to be honest about my Brexit related ignorance. I don't understand why can't they just keep using whatever they use just now for the ferries after Brexit, because it's a British company, is it not? Sterlite? No. P&O.
I think it's more about the amount of people that might be leaving and the amount of trucks that might be leaving, because there might be trucks in the country that when it happens might need to get out. There might be people that decide that they want to go.
There's also a possibility of strikes as well.
Yeah.
So if you have strikes and then you have these companies who like, are, guaranteed, be filled with scabs. Yeah. So they want strike. So there's that as well.
Just for at the time when, in March type thing.
It's preparing for new companies to run it.
Yeah,
it's preparing for like no deal. So that way, there's basically the whole thing with the trucks going down is because they reckon because there's going to be no deal in place, no trade deal. There'll be longer. Longer checks, at the port.
Brexpocalypse to electric boogaloo.
Yeah. So then it'll mean that you've just got these. Stupid. They're saying like, what was it, 100 mile long tailbacks? Of lorries into Dover.
Well, why don't we see this as a business opportunity, and have set up cafes and window washing services?
I could probably fit about 9 people on my boat, particularly if they're child refugees.
You know what? You've probably got a better chance of getting a contract.
Yeah, you should go for it, Lizzie.
Exactly. I'll just nip down there. It'll only take me all my life to get there.
Just say, if you go under
yacht.
If we go under power vote, I might be sick all over you passengers. Apologies. That's probably better than the deal they have just now, though. So.
Which is no boat.
Yeah, but also, I'm really keen to do some long distance sailing. Uh-huh. So what we could do is I could be like, hi, I'll pick you up. Like, I don't know, probably the west side of the country makes more sense to me. So if they can get themselves to like Wales, I'll pick you up there and then we'll hop round, but we'll go the long way. So I'm going right down through the Bay of Biscay, in past Gibraltar, and then I just drop them off somewhere better like North Africa anyway.
And then you'll be part of a migration crisis in North Africa.
people just got arrested for that, Lizzie, in Kent.
Yeah, I know. But I'm going the other way, so I think that's okay.
You're going out. It's fine.
it is the crisis, the migrant crisis of an average of 3 people a day.
It's mental.
Over. They said, oh, it's been... said, oh, it's been so many hundred people over 2 months. Like, yeah. That's three people a day.
Yeah.
It's not a crisis.
What a crisis.
Like,
oh,
calm down,
God.
Guys. And then they had Sajid Javid, because it's obviously been slow news, because yeah. Parliament isn't back yet.
Yeah.
So the news was dying for a story. And then they went, oh, migrant crisis. Sajid Javid declared it. Yes, it is a migrant crisis. And then he got a boat, one of his patrol boats, to do donuts behind him while he was speaking to news crews for no reason.
It's just stupid. It's because I was reading like Twitter reports from some of the reporters there. And they were just like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that boat's just doing donuts. It's not doing anything. It's just going round in circles.
Yeah. I mean, how is he going to become prime minister of post-apocalyptic Brexit Britain?
Without stirring up some immigration hate.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can't drive a boat in a straight line, you might have an issue with that as well.
Yeah.
That's it. Just for new listeners who may be listening on Radio Haver, will the show be
Yeah,
on
Radio yeah? Haver, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Radio Haver. Lizzie, as you could probably tell from her accent, is from Fife. Yeah. Otherwise, she wouldn't be allowed on this show. She is in Stornoway, but she's
a Fifer at heart. Yeah,
she's Fife. Fife.
Foreign correspondent for Fife Club.
Yeah.
We want, don't get, you know, we don't like immigrants either here at Fife Club. That means anyone not from Fife. So we're going to build that wall from Newborough down to Kincardine.
Yeah.
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 Build that wall. Keep them out. Yeah.
Keep them out.
To be fair, you are giving too much of a window of opportunity for those from Kirkcaldy, though.
Yeah, we've talked about this already. Like, once we secede from the rest of the UK, or the rest of Scotland, and the kingdom is on its own, we'll probably just turn Kirkcaldy into a car park, something like that. I mean, there's two good things.
No, sorry. Every country needs a good jail.
Well, that's true, because there's a lot of good things in Kirkcaldy, and that's rejects and the ice rink. So it would...
And the sushi place, apparently,
nah,
you were saying.
It's all right. Oh. We went
At least
there.
They didn't have cheese on the sushi.
Well, they
oh,
did.
No.
There was cheesy sushi, and there was also a lot of haggis, and like there was weird things on it. I'm trying to remember the name of the place just now. What were we? Sushi, Kirkcaldy. Good old Google coming to the rescue here.
There can't be that many sushi places in Kirkcaldy, surely.
It's Kokoshi. Kokoshi is the name of the place in Kirkcaldy. It's on the high street. And you know what? We kind of had an impression that it was like a traditional Japanese like sushi place. And yeah, there wasn't very much traditional about everybody being Polish working in there.
As far as you're aware, the
large amounts of haggis and like haggis sushi, and it was sort of like, nah, it's not really, it's just not sushi.
To be clear cut, so yeah. New listeners don't think you're a raging hatred monster. There's nothing wrong with Polish people, Kutch.
No, okay,
they can make your food for you, Kutch.
It's just that it wasn't a Japanese sushi.
I know. I'm just.
It wasn't the traditional Japanese.
Yeah, but I also think Polish people can probably make quite good Japanese sushi in the same way as I can make quite good curry from Malaysia, and I'm not Malaysian. So I think it's okay that Polish people were making your.
Just to clarify,
you're the only one being racist about this.
I'm not being racist. I'm saying that there was something about it that said it was traditional and it wasn't as traditional in the menu as well. However, saying that, you bunch of cunts.
Brexit state of mind.
Saying that, it was good. Like, there was nothing bad about it. It was actually really good food. I had the... katsu chicken curry and then we had a couple of bits of sushi roll and what else, like their kimchi salad as well. A few bits and pieces, and it was really good. And there was another table in next to us, and they do these things which are like big wooden boats filled with a mix of different of sushi, like different rolls and different bits and pieces. So they brought that out, and that looked amazing. It looked really cool.
Speaking of mismatches of food, how about this vegan sausage roll, eh?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Jamie.
Oh. Are you vegan, Lizzie? I'm not sure.
Right, I'm a really shit vegan. A better term is plant-based.
Okay.
I wouldn't... properly describe myself as vegan because I'm not. Because I'm rubbish at it, particularly can I just say at Christmas. I don't even like chocolate and I've eaten so much chocolate the last 2 weeks. Anyway. But it's funny that you were talking about sushi because I always loved sushi. In fact, when I ate fish, I preferred it raw to actual like a cooked bit of fish, right, particularly okay. Oily. So when I stopped eating that, I was like, oh, I really miss sushi. But actually, you get really great sushi that doesn't have fish in it. Mm. I get sushi from a place in Inverness called Inverness Sushi, funnily enough. And it's just these folk who are Japanese who make it in their house and it's just a delivery service. And we deliver it to our hotel when we're for work in Inverness and also don't pay for it because it's pretty expensive. Which, just to clarify, is the NHS, so you guys are all paying for my sushi.
Yay!
So today I ended up having sushi as my car snack because the vegan sausage roll gate. So I looked up, I didn't look up because I'm actually not that fussed. Greg's is not somewhere I would generally go even before. And I'm just not used to eating, I don't know, it's Greg's fast food, whatever you call it, like chain restaurants, because we don't have any here.
Yeah.
And even when I'm working in Inverness or whatever, I tend to not. Apart from Zizi's, because it's my favourite. I tend to not do that whole chain thing. But I think it came up on my Facebook, talking about the vegan sausage roll type chat, and there was a list, because it's not in all stores.
No, it's not. And there was a list at the moment, anyway. Yeah.
There was a list of the Scottish stores that had this vegan sausage roll, and they were all Edinburgh and Glasgow, apart from Moto Service Station Greggs in Stirling. And I was like, I'll probably be ready for a pee stop then anyway.
So... Or speed stop.
Got to Stirling at about 11 o'clock, so brunch / pee stop. Went for my pee. Then it's outside. The Greggs is not in the service station. It's in a separate bit. So I went into the service station because I was busting. Came back out, went to Greggs. Did they have vegan sausage rolls?
No.
Oh, they fucking didn't. Then I had to go back into the service station to good old M&S Food Hall. And got myself some really nice vegan sushi brunch, which was actually delicious. And also a sharing pack of crisps because I was sharing it with my pals on Radio 4. and 3 cups of tea in various different travel mugs.
Do the archers eat crisps?
I'm not entirely sure they would.
It's a bit noisy for the radio.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
We know all about eating on a mic.
Yeah. Oh. So I'm afraid I can't give you the review of the vegan sausage roll that we were hoping for.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have any. I can, however, give you a review of an emergency pork pie that I had to have in the summer.
how was it?
Which is why I'm a shit vegan. It was really good, Jamie. Funnily enough, I was on a boat and I was not very well. And it was 9 million degrees, so I had to eat an emergency pork pie.
That makes sense.
Was that back in the summer, was it? Yeah.
When it was a million degrees, I've still got the tan marks to prove.
James, what are your thoughts on, you know, like me, you're a bit tubby. I think you strike me like me as a fan of the pastry.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the vegan sausage roll?
I am what the scientists may call a carnivore.
Okay.
actually, genetically, you're not, just saying.
Oh, omnivore.
Omnivore. Yeah.
You like a good bit of meat inside you, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for another podcast. I don't like the idea. I like the idea of the vegan sausage roll. The thing that gets me, though, is all this hatred that's been thrown towards the vegan sausage roll. Yeah. I don't really understand that. Like, there's been videos of people who have went in, like, they filmed themselves going to Greg's, buy the sausage roll, walk out, and then bin it.
Which,
because so
all
apparently
they're doing is giving money to Greg's, and Greg's are reaping it in, and then it's like a sales hit. It's a mental thing to do.
It's. I just don't fully understand why there's so many people angry about a vegan sausage roll. I mean, like...
I take it we all saw Piers Morgan getting upset about it.
Yeah.
Just like, really?
Well, Gammon's got a big stake in the sausage roll business.
Yeah. Like the Piers Morgan thing, though, is like, I think he's just taking the piss a little bit. Like, I think he knows it's not that bad. Surely he's not as, like, dim as that.
I don't know. Part of me does think he is just a troll and he's just after... is just yeah. after a reaction because it keeps him relevant, basically.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, I have nothing to say about that man because that's all he's looking for is for yeah. somebody to say stuff about him. Yeah. I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I did quite like Greg's reply to him, which was, "Hi, Piers. We've been expecting you." That was it. Just like, lol.
And the other thing I wanted to bring up, though, it ties this whole nice thing nicely with the Brexit chat we had earlier on. Mm-hmm. Did you see, was it yesterday or the other day, that Greg's, I think it was in Glasgow, police had to go to this camp. There was like a big demonstration about Brexit, but police were sent there thinking it was a demonstration about vegan Greg's sausage rolls. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think you mix that up there because great British flags and things like that.
What was that? Sorry, James, wasn't that in Manchester or was it in Glasgow?
I don't know. I feel like it is. I'd love to think it's Glasgow, but Manchester would make more sense. I had a couple of years, so there's that. But just that whole idea that they can mix up two campaigns with one situation in front of Greg's. It goes to show how many people decide we're going to arrange a protest at Greg's. Well, like sensible would do.
Exactly. Maybe all those Rangers fans just wanted vegan sausage rolls, and that's why there was all the Union Jacks there. No.
Yeah, no.
There is a football team down south, Forest Green, who are a fully vegan football team.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but they were interviewing. It was last night I was watching, and I'd heard about it before. So all the, like, their pies and everything they serve at the games are vegan, and they don't stipulate that their players have to be vegan, but, like, the food that they get fed when they're in training and stuff is all vegan. And they were interviewing the whole club, but the owner in particular, who was the guy who obviously, when he bought the club, he bought into this veganism thing. And can I just say, he was a terrible advert for veganism. He was about, like, I'm going to say 4 or 5 stone.
Oh, yeah, and yeah,
he was grey. It was a terrible advert for it.
He's called, is it Dale? And he also, I know of him, I know of his club. You know, I don't know much about football.
Yeah.
But I watch Fully Charged, the YouTube channel, Robert Llewellyn's channel, and it's about electric vehicles and basically like renewable energy and stuff. Yeah. I mainly watch it for renewable energy stuff. But he's on it a lot, and they've talked about it. He also owns, the guy who owns, is he also owns, or he's a part owner of Ecotricity, the green electricity company as well.
All right, okay.
Yeah, but they have like, they see it as like, you know, veganism is the sort of environmentalism in practice, I guess, sort of idea.
Well, there is, though. I mean, for all, I'm not going to say we, because I'm not a vegan, as I've said, but those of us who choose to follow a plant, mostly plant-based lifestyle, like, there's so many reasons to do it. And I think the rise in it now has been largely to do with the environmental impact that animal farming has. Oh, yeah. And whilst perhaps we don't need to all stop eating meat altogether or stop eating dairy, for me it's more about dairy than meat, to be honest. I would eat a pork pie before I drank milk, for example, although sometimes I have an accident with cheese.
An accident. You should see our fridge just now. It is filled with every type of cheese under the sun.
Everybody's fridge is, apart from mine. Mine's is beautiful, full of vegetable, because I went to Little.
How was Lidl?
Oh, it's the greatest place on earth.
Just for listeners, Lizzie does a biannual Lidl shop.
Once in the summer and once at Christmas, because these are the only times that I pay to take my car to the mainland. Because it's expensive to go. Like, I'm on the mainland quite a lot, but usually I'm on work time and I would fly. Uh-huh. And they look at you weird if you try and get on the plane with three Lidl bags.
Oh, anything to declare? Well.
Well, it's not
a big shop for the week. That's what I'm...
Can I just say, if I went to the airport here with three massive shopping bags, no bother, love. That's fine. It's the coming back. Like, Inverness are particularly bad for it. Like, no, you can't take a courgette on the plane, love.
I guess we're something else, is he?
Well, Inverness, you know, it's a 15-minute flight.
Passes the time.
But yeah, Lidl was just great joy. And I was on a time limit, obviously, because I had to get to well, that I went in Fort William, and so I still had like another 3 hours drive to get to the ferry and not miss it again. So I was on like a half hour time limit, which is a good thing, because otherwise, my goodness, I also only had 3 shopping bags with me. So I tried. I mean, I did buy more than that. I got like a massive pumpkin. See, for listeners who don't understand why I get so excited about Lidl, my shopping options in Stornoway are the big co-op, the wee co-op, and Tesco. Now, the Tesco is like Satan's hellhole. Because it's effectively a Tesco Metro-sized store, yep, that they've just squeezed a full Tesco store into. Yeah. So the aisles are not wide enough for like 1.5 trolleys, let alone 2. Everything, like, I'm relatively tall for a lass. I can't reach like the third shelf, let alone the ones above it, because it's just all piled high. Everybody goes mental. It's just, it's an awful place. And once I got into a fight with a man in Tesco car park and I had to go to court. So I try and avoid Tesco. So big co-op, little co-op are my options. And whilst I like the co-op as a, you know, as supermarkets and businesses go, also I get the money from the co-op from my card, it is wildly expensive. And as somebody who lives mostly off fresh fruit and veg, I can easily, as a one person in my house on my own, spend 100 quid in the co-op.
It's it's so much cheaper in Lidl for fruit and veg. It's insane. Like,
£45 I spent today, which is, I mean, and my fridge is rammed full, 45 quid. I literally, when the woman told me how much it was, I declared my love for her, for her checkout, for all the fruit and veg, and even just variety stuff. And I also managed to get some thermal pants and a new hoodie.
It's always the way.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't come away with like
a chainsaw.
Like a chainsaw and like dual induction hobs and...
The shite aisle in Lidl was my dad's favourite place in the
absolutely.
Whole world. When we did the big clear out of his yard, I just couldn't believe. Air compressors. Lidl.
My dad's got one.
Diesel jet washer. Lidl.
Diesel
jet washer. There was just everything. Jet washer. Yeah. His pal was telling us that my dad made him go and wait outside Lidl
on a Thursday morning
to get it. Yeah, for it opening. Just, he bought everything. He was always like, such a bargain. I was like, not a bargain if you don't need it.
Have you ever been, especially when like Lidl or Aldi have like, so I think it's the both are every Thursday, they have their special buys, that middle aisle. They have that all updated every Thursday. Have you seen the queues outside?
No.
Oh, there are folks standing waiting because there's things which they get in which are generally limited stock. The cyclone stuff, when the cyclone stuff's on, I've done that twice where I've gone up during the day and it's just been ransacked because I've been like, oh, let's see if I can get a few bits of cheap cycling gear. It's been ransacked and basically they're like, yeah, if you want the best stuff, you need to come in the morning.
Bloody hell.
Like when it opens, because there's just folk hanging about. So the next time I went along, about half an hour before it opened, and there was easily 20 folks standing outside the store waiting. It's just like, that's mental.
Obviously works for
it. But it does, yeah. Absolutely, it does work.
I would if I could. You know, if they had some offer on 18 different types of blender, I would definitely go and buy them all.
Would it be worth a flight?
If I could get the blenders in my bag, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, miss, you can't bring that on the flight.
Yeah, it's like you could put anything in your hand luggage. Well, probably not like flares, you know.
I was just going to say,
Netflix, not on your legs.
This is maybe something where you don't want to admit to the things you've taken on board.
Again, they don't check from the Stornoway end. You're fine. About the time I tried to smuggle black pudding into New Zealand.
Did they stop you at the New Zealand end?
Well, I declared it because I'd watched too many of those programmes.
Where you get strip searched to see if you've got more black pudding hidden in you.
And then they search it. Oh, because when you go into New Zealand, it's like the actual like security. Aye, they're like, aye, on you go, pal. Hi, are you dodgy? no, fine. And then you wait 9 hours in biosecurity where they ask you in 18 different languages if you have any soil on your shoes. They're obsessed about soil, about seeds.
Seeds and like nematodes and
they have a very fragile ecology, don't they? And it's worried about it being destroyed. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you take in a species that's even like a plant species that they don't have in their ecosystem, it could ruin it all because basically New Zealand ecosystem's shit.
Yeah.
Did anybody see the story about this crayfish, which didn't exist 25 years ago and apparently clones itself?
What?
So, right. Now, when I read the story, this happens a lot in stories. They say, oh, this is what it means. The first half made it. So what definitely happened was there was a crayfish that had a genetic mutation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's called a marbled crayfish.
Mm-hmm.
And then it could reproduce asexually and clone itself.
Oh, wow.
And then the article talked about how, so then you've got like people buy them. Mm-hmm. And then within a couple of years, you've got 200 of them.
Oh, Jesus. Right.
Yeah, because they just...
Yeah,
you know. Multiple. So apparently, there's parts of the world where they're taken over. It's really dangerous. But then, in the rest, then like a typical last two paragraphs, mm-hmm. it made it sound like maybe it was only one used to clone itself, and now all these ones they're just much more voracious and they don't actually clone themselves. So I need to research or read. It's something I read just before coming here. But I was like, Jesus Christ, end of the world via crayfish. I've always thought it would be the cuttlefish and the octopi. Or octopuses. Yeah. Cephalopods in general. Yeah. They scare the shit out of me. I actually love them. I think if I was Batman, I would be cuttlefish man because, you know, I'd just fall into the sea and be surrounded by cuttlefish and rise up to become the hero of justice.
Cthulhu.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It makes so much sense. But then the last two paragraphs made it sound like they don't clone themselves anymore, but it was a bit ambiguous. Mm-hmm.
So. I've just Googled it, and what it says is every marbled crayfish is female, and every egg laid is an exact clone of its mother.
Yep, there you go.
The ability to reproduce quickly and with such ease made the circumstances popular with the aquarium trade, but then it got out of control. But I haven't read the rest of the story.
Yeah. It was in the New York Times as well, so
legit.
Well, this is the Independent, so that must be true.
I mean, Independent's one step away from BuzzFeed these days.
Yeah.
One fucking step.
It does like a top 10 list.
Yeah.
James, we're talking about obviously being in remote places and having few options to buy food. I mean, what is it like in the barren wasteland of Oakley?
I think I might be dying. not that bad.
What options do you have?
We have a co-op, a reasonably sized co-op. A spa, a cost cutter, a one stop, which was a spa, but now it's one stop for whatever reason.
One stop, that's Tesco, isn't it?
I don't know, is it?
Yeah, I've got a funny feeling they're Tesco. They're like Tesco newsagent type things. Yeah.
I thought a one stop was the council shop where you go to pay your council tax / get a row for not paying your council tax.
We did have a house for that. We did have actual building for all that stuff as well, especially for it. Just to sit in this weird room that used to be a living room for someone. Yeah. Have you played your council tax? I suppose I have, yeah.
Sounds so like a council.
Yeah, pretty much. And then we've got a Baines, which is...
Baines aren't going to be doing a vegan sausage roll, are they?
No. Look, again, a Fife Baker, do something that doesn't have meat in it.
Yeah.
I mean, could you see any of the places where Baines, like... are like taken to a vegan, you know, it's they're pretty much in places where there's lots of gammon anyway, so
yeah.
You see, Kirkcaldy does have two exclusively vegan restaurants, just saying.
Is one of them Vegan She, the vegan section?
I don't know what that's called.
That's the vegan section of the sushi place.
Is
that like another separate section to it, which is
you might have been better there.
Well,
they wouldn't have had haggis and cheese.
They would have had vegetarian or vegan haggis or whatever.
We'll see. Carnac, which is about a 10-15 minute walk away from Oakley,
uh-huh.
had a vegan cafe. They opened it up a couple of years ago. Yeah. Yeah, it lasted about a month. And it
was, oh, that's
actually only lasted about a month. It was. It looked really nice as well. But
you know, I'm pretty sure we'd been, and it was. It was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Although they had the misfortune of taking over where their only corner shop was. I don't think anyone was too happy about that. They were hoping for another corner shop, and then they got a vegan cafe.
Yeah, in Carnock, of all places.
Yeah, which is right next to a pub that does a lot of, like, pub grills and stuff like that, you know? A lot of gets cooked in that place.
I remember having a Christmas night out in Carnock at the Carnock Inn. It was good.
Oh.
Enjoyed it, but... I'll tell you how it was booked. Was my boss at the time, who was from names are absolutely escaping me.
Somewhere not Dunfermline.
across the water, Bowness. She was from Bowness.
I lived in Bowness for like a year or two when I was a kid.
Yeah. But she lived in Bowness, and she came in and she was like, "I found somewhere that's got seats left for a Christmas dinner. So I've just booked it, and it'll be good, and we'll all go." And it was like, "All right." And she's like, "It's in Dunfermline, so you know, once you're done, you'll be able to go out up the town if you guys want to, and all the old gins can go home if they want. It's all good. It's fine. It's in Dunfermline. All right, where is it? The Carnock Inn." Right. Two things. It's not Dunfermline. What do you mean it's not Dunfermline? Well, it is, in that it's postcode towns, yeah. Dunfermline.
Dunfermline district.
Yeah.
Like Inverkeithen.
Yeah. Or like how when you go to look for houses.
Or like how Recife's Camden.
Yeah. I'm going to punch it. Camden's Recife, if anything. But they're two separate places. But yeah, you if you're going to like look at new houses, buying a house, you would stop waving your finger and shaking your head at me. They're two different places.
They're the same place.
There is a road separating them. There's a school at Camden Primary, and there's King's Road. King's Road is a Rosyth school.
Camden, not called Rosyth School, is it? No. So
there you go. One of them has a name of a place.
To be fair. Oakley, and what's the place next to Oakley?
Carnock Combrie.
They're the same place, I know.
Aye, they are. They are pretty much.
They are.
It just depends which school you go to, eh?
Those Westfield villages might as well be one.
Did you just say Cooris and Valleyfield? They're not the same.
No, I never said Cooris. I said High Valleyfield.
See, I was going to say Comrie is like Oakley, but it's people who are ashamed to admit they're from Oakley, so they call it Comrie.
Really?
But then, but then just
like Camden and Recife it.
lol, no. Fife fans, if there's any reciters...
Let's do a poll.
Yeah, if there's any reciters here, I would like to hear from you how you feel about being called Camden.
Yeah. Yeah, Rosovians, get back to
Rosovians, yeah.
I would be happy to also say that Camden is part of Recife.
But then I suppose...
Really bothered which way around you put it.
No, it's not
the same place.
Cut, so
I suppose it's like how Westfield was Kincardine.
Because the sign for Kincardine was between Westfield and Kincardine. You had to pass the sign to get to Westfield. So actually, no.
It was
separate hamlet.
It's Kincardine.
I don't think it's separate anymore, is it?
You have to come off for Kincardine to get into Westfield.
You do these days, right enough.
Yeah.
When they put that bypass bit in.
So I see the arrow that points just saying Kincardine that way, and I just take it from
there. The sign.
From that bit of road off the roundabout, that's Kincardine.
I mean, I think the roundabout either side of Rosyth just says Rosyth. I don't think it says Camden, does it?
No, that's because it's Rosyth, and Camden has nothing to do with it. Camden's the other side. Different place.
Yeah.
It's like Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland.
It's just as complex.
It is. Honestly, the fights.
What are you going to do about the
fights and the troubles between Camden and King's Road, the two primary schools? Yeah, it's as complex a political situation.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a hard border when Kingdom becomes
when Rosyth Recession.
Well, you just put a wall around Camden.
Yeah, and just forget about it.
The Camden Wall.
Yeah. Technically, there is a wall kind of at the school already, so we could just kind of, just build that up a little bit. It's fine.
But again, listeners, just to clarify, it's only Kutch that's being racist. The rest of us are more than happy with everybody from Fife.
Talking about building his wall. Just bloody Polish people making my food.
Talking about
where's
walls.
Mark to support you when you need him?
Yeah, our resident bigot.
Our resident bigot, where is he? He's busy. building walls, apparently. Or, I don't know. on the topic of building walls, that's a nice thing that Trump said today, is that he's willing to keep the government closed for months, if not years, until he gets his wall.
What? Just do stuff by presidential decree.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, let's just get this as a full dictatorship.
Yeah, I'm annoyed because, there's obviously potentially, there's people losing out wages and there's all sorts of stuff. What's really fucking me off is it's delaying SpaceX's trial of her for a commercial crew vehicle. It's like,
because they can't get anybody from NASA to to oversee.
They can't get sign-off on it. It's like, God damn it!
God,
we waited so long for this. Don't you understand? It's the most important thing about this shutdown. Space nerds are annoyed. It was like the other night when Chang'e, Chinese lander, landed on the dark side of the moon for the first time. Space first, well done, China.
Yeah.
But China being China, we're used to things in space like being broadcast everywhere now, and on Twitter you know about it instantly. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get to sleep the other night, so I was up at like 3 or 4 with a lot of Americans. Space journalists being like, so did it land or did it not land? It should have landed by now, but we don't know.
And I think on Weibo there was like loads of people confirming that it has landed, but then nothing coming officially. But,
the state agency didn't put anything out, so it was like, we can't report it yet because it's not been landed. They eventually came out and said we did it.
Yeah, which was kind of cool.
It's very cool landing on the dark side of the
also
moon.
New Horizons passed that planet.
Ultima Thule, it's a planetesimal.
Yeah, and it looks like a snowman.
It does, or BB-8 from Star Wars.
That's true.
Which I think it looks more like.
Yeah, they're saying that it's basically potentially been like that since the dawn of the solar system, if not the universe, because it's in a place in space where just nothing changes. There's very little to affect it, hit it, or change it.
Yeah, as far as I know, unless there's some secret planet that we still can't see.
Yeah.
Which seems likely, but we can't see it. It's very confusing.
Yeah, it's kind
of
cool.
It's very cool.
Lots of cool, it's very new cool. Space stuff. Lizzie, you look absolutely enthused by the space stories.
So all I'm thinking is I couldn't go to space because I'd be sick. There's no way. Apollo 13 is one of my favourite ever films because I used to have a bit of an issue with my attraction for Kevin Bacon.
Is that why you can't be a proper vegan?
Because you want to eat bacon.
Used to, but I don't get it anymore. Anyway, and I love Apollo 13, but every time I watch that film, I'm like, stick in my mouth.
Do you not think you deal with weightlessness?
Nope. No, I don't.
Standing on the scale would be good, though.
You calling me fat?
No, I mean for everyone. For everyone.
I mean, I'm taking that as personal offense.
I called James fat earlier, but I'm fat, so I'm allowed to say that, Kutch. Jesus.
I mean, I wouldn't say Kutch is like skinny either. So.
Right, exactly. Got a bit of the
11 and a half stone, I'll have you know.
You can call people fat on the same grounds that people can use the N word between black people. Like
that is James. You said that. You quite clearly said that. I am not going anywhere near that with a barge pole. What I'm saying. So we've got James over there. We've got Kutch over here with his race. What is it, guys? We've got all these new listeners. We have a completely unstructured show and just mad racism flying about everywhere. What's going on?
That's what happens.
Your foreign correspondent.
Oh wait, one minute. What are you saying, James?
He's the one that's building the wall here. I'm just the one question.
That's Penman. Penman's off to build the wall from Newborough to Kincardine.
I feel the reason why the racism's coming out tonight is because you've got your foreign correspondent on.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Although I heard there was a bit of a stramash down at the Lewis Harris border.
It's a hilarious story. I've actually just found another really funny story. So you've probably seen it on Facebook called the Ullapool News, and it's like, yeah, they're really funny. And that there was them who'd said that there had been some the police have been called out for migrants crossing the Lewis Harris border. Well, they've also, just go back to what we were talking about earlier about ferry contracts, tonight they've posted things saying Skyman awarded $13.8 million no deal ferry contract. Skyman Angus MacDonald was surprised to learn he had been awarded a lucrative ferry contract yesterday, despite never having applied for it. The contract has been issued as part of measures being taken to ensure the continued links between Kyle Vokowsk and Sky in the event of a no-bridge deal Brexit.
Oh, you can
see. News has loads of funny stories. I love it.
It's quite good.
It's accompanied by a picture of a man and a boat shipping cows, but the cows are swimming.
Yeah, that happens. That's how you drive cows across the water. They used to do it at Skye. There's a point named after
that,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah, you just make them swim.
There was a video a couple of years ago of somebody out in a kayak heading from like basically Malaga, Arisaig, somewhere like that, heading across to Rum.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like paddling away, and suddenly there was antlers.
Oh yeah,
floating beside him. Yeah. And yeah, it was deer swimming between the islands.
They do that.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, we're gonna go to that island now. And it's just like, that's mental. You wouldn't think like cows and deer are natural swimmers, but they are apparently very, very good at it.
Well, they've got hoofs, haven't they? Yeah. And they're like spread out to let them walk across muddy fields and that. So
yeah, and they just
I've developed hoofs now that I live here.
You'll never get in the army.
I don't think they did ladies' shoes big enough for me anyway in the army.
Aye, they don't do huge or massive.
No.
Gigantor.
When I was leaving my friend's house this morning, her husband's quite a big man, and he said to me, mind to take all your shoes, Lizzie, because they won't fit me. Trevor Ford, thanks.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. What else have we got to talk about?
Well, I was just looking at this. Did you guys see the couple that won the Euro Millions this week?
I heard something about it. They're going to give their
money away. I was trying to keep that quiet, James.
Who's the other person in your couple? Radio 4?
Yeah.
It's the Archers, but the Archers don't need it. They've got money.
Tom Archer, me and Tom, we're like, fuck. Sorry, for the purposes of the podcast, I just crossed my fingers.
So, James.
Sorry.
So the lottery thing, a couple from Northern Ireland had won £115 million on New Year's Day Euro Millions. Mm-hmm. And they came out and announced it. That they obviously claimed the money and all that things. And I had this really interesting conversation with a friend. I can't remember who it was. It was ages ago. But they had this weird conspiracy theory. You know how they do these press conferences with people who win crazy amounts of money on the Euro Millions and stuff like that? My friend had this weird conspiracy theory that they don't actually get the winners of the lottery to do the press conferences. They actually hire a couple of actors. So then people don't know who these people really are, just to try and take people off the scent.
That isn't entirely possible.
I've heard that, to be fair. Yeah, I've heard that.
It's not totally batshit crazy.
Guys, when I said it was entirely possible, I was completely joking.
No, I think it's not batshit crazy. Because if you do want to do like press to kind of promote that, look, there are winners, but they're not interested in doing it.
You know me, I love a good conspiracy theory while also believing none of them. But at the same time...
Jamie, all I'm saying is look into it. That's all I'm saying.
Just like Eddie Bravo. Yeah.
Remember number 7.
Oh, remember, oh my God. James, you're not making a good impression on our new listeners.
Not that we have any. But this is easily answered, because at this one, what actually happened was there were two winners, actually, of this jackpot, and one of them went public, and the other one just didn't. That's why you only see them on the news every now and again, because most people decide not to make it public.
Yeah.
And then only a few do. And she was, they were talking about giving like a good chunk of her money away. Yeah. And she was talking about doing a PhD. And her man was just like, I'm just going to retire. I remember seeing one last year or something, or a year before. He was like, have you got any plans? And asked women, she had all these like, it asked the wife and showed these amazing plans. Like aspirational, thoughtful plans. And the guy's one was probably what mine would be, which is, I think I'm going to add to my whiskey collection. I'm going to buy some outrageously expensive whiskeys. That's what I'm going to do.
Become an alcoholic, or more of an alcoholic.
Yeah, more of an alcoholic. Thank you very much.
And now I've got the money to pay for my liver to be cleansed every month.
That's fine. You'd have enough money to kill a person and just take their liver. Yeah, be fine. Yeah.
I'm not sure you're supposed to buy organ.
Money is power, Lizzie. Money is power.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Anything in this day and age.
Yeah. I mean
it's only a matter of time before websites like Wish start selling organs. Selling t-shirts and things like that. You never know.
That website's so weird. See when it comes up on your Facebook or your Instagram, and you only click it because you're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And then it never actually recommends. And you're sort of like, why is it recommend? But like, we have a thread on one of the groups we're in, the Bugle group, where quite often people will throw up the suggestions that it's making, and it's just weird fucking shit. And you're
everyone else gets this shit, but I only get like jiu-jitsu rash guards.
Really?
And like MMA shorts and gloves and things like that. That's all I get. You people are getting like just anal beads and all that
it's
stuff.
It's not even
you
that.
Know.
It's just there's stuff banana. That's like just weird shit.
Yeah,
like,
I don't get any of that.
I can't even begin to explain how weird it is, because you're just looking at it. Like you say, you're looking at it like, what the fuck is that? Mm-hmm. And then you click it, and then it tells you to download the app. And then, of course, you download the app, and you can't find whatever it is that's there because there's no description of it. Yeah. And you're just like,
I don't even know what most of the pictures are of. Do you know how many times I've clicked on it just to see what the thing is, and then you can't find it because it just takes you to the main like page?
Yeah.
Some of these gadgets, I'm like, I think I want to know what that is.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's why I haven't bought them, because clearly, like, they're knockoffs.
Yeah.
Right? Because some of the stuff they're selling is much more expensive everywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even in China and stuff, you know, it's even more expensive. So I saw a guy at my club who has a rash guard. Mm-hmm. He's at least one, maybe two, from Wish. Mm-hmm. But I'd actually looked at myself. Mm-hmm. And I know, I've seen a lot of rash guards. I know I've only ever seen them on Wish.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't want to order them, though, because even though it costs naff all, what if they just fall apart straight away?
Yeah.
Or if they, you know, rip, or if they fade? Mm-hmm. But his ones, I've been keeping an eye on them. I haven't met, I meant to say to him, I was like, Do you get them from Wish, by the way?
Yeah.
I don't want to shame him. But
did you buy them from Wish for £2?
He's a good guy. And I've worn it a couple of times. I'm like, oh, it looks fine. Looks absolutely fine. So now I'm like, oh shit, maybe I will buy her knockoff. Yeah.
Probably wears a new one each time, Jamie.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Full of them.
That's a very good point. I didn't consider that.
He just got a box lot of like 300.
Yeah.
And after every time, it's just like, nope, that's in the bin.
Just like I'm going to do with livers.
Yeah, a box lot of 300.
Yeah.
Just vacuum packed.
Well, no, people vacuum packed. And then, because then I can take any organ I need.
And the thing is, you probably want them quite young as well, so they've had minimal damage to their organs.
This is like these 13, people.
14.
This
probably
is
a good age.
Yeah, billionaires and... Sorry, James, what are you going to say?
I was going to say, like, as just following from what you said, teetotal as well, because, you know, you want a nice clean organ. You don't want someone, like, ruining that with booze and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like a kid. So that'll be fine.
Billionaires do this in Silicon Valley with blood. This is a real thing, right? Mm. What they do is they employ... Some people do it for a service. Some people apparently have private people who they keep, because they give them, like, you know, 50 grand a year, it costs them nothing.
Yeah.
Or in dollars, it'd be like, you know, 70 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they take blood transfusions from them. And that's been shown, if you do it in large enough amounts, mm-hmm. to actually extend your life. Or at least, maybe not, that's maybe a bit much, it changes the markers for longevity, means you should live a longer life. So it's literal vampires.
Literal vampires. Did they not do something like that in
Silicon Valley? They did do it. I'd read about it like 6 months before, and then they brought it in Silicon Valley.
So just like, this sounds familiar, yeah. But right, so they did that in Silicon Valley because it's something that's actually happening.
They did it in Silicon Valley, and they're meant to be healthy and stuff, but their guy was like just smoking loads of pot.
Yeah.
Like doing all this stuff, and then he's a billionaire. Finds out, he goes, "Oh my god! At this rate, I'm only going to live to 130."
See, medically, I can't see how that would make you live longer, because you're only changing your, you know, you're only replacing blood. You're not interfering with your genetics in any way. And ultimately, apart from disease, it's your genetics that will dictate. To do with how often that your DNA can replicate successfully. And by taking somebody else's blood, that isn't going to change that at all.
No.
But it would, in theory, I mean, it would, having a guaranteed safe blood transfusion, which is difficult, but if you can guarantee that, then it does, I hate to use the word cleansing, because it's like, you know, removing toxins type bollocks. But it, I mean, it would, from a medical perspective, be that. But it, I don't see how it could make you live longer. Yeah. And you could also get some pretty nasty shit off it.
I think we're talking about this every week, actually, so I won't dwell on it too long. But were we talking about, I think we're talking about Aubrey de Grey, and he believes in that that people will be able to live forever fairly soon.
Oh, yeah, we kind of touched on it.
Did we?
Literally touched on it.
Yeah, because he thinks that you've got like a longevity escape velocity, so... Mm-hmm. People keep living longer and longer, and then once you get to a certain stage, you'll be able to download your brain and all this stuff, and I can't wait till he dies. I just can't fucking wait. It's going to be brilliant. I can't wait till he dies. It gets proven wrong. It's going to be so good. And if I die just after that, I'd be happy. I'd make it even better.
Would it not be even better if actually you survived?
No, I'd die as well, just to hammer the point home. Yeah.
To be fair, my mum's been saying everybody's going to live forever for years.
Christ. Won't go into that.
We'll never get her pension. Never get her pension. I don't know, but yeah, like a lot of Silicon Valley head honchos are absolutely into that, like Jeff Bezos and...
Larry Page.
Yeah, Larry Page as well.
They've set up companies and...
Well,
and
I mean, a lot of Alphabet, like the Google's parent company, a lot of the companies under there are all about like extending life, curing death, basically.
Yeah.
Which is...
We're going to have a population issue, though. This is what I get about...
So would we? Because what would possibly happen is that we would maybe stop having kids.
Or have, like, one kid.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world. This is what I haven't told you guys yet. See, the reason why I'm so staunchly against having children is because I am immortal.
I thought I was going to say something else here. My cold and my sciatica is because, guys, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Your moves there where you declared yourself
not
immortal.
Not a funny joke. Also not possible.
I do wish listeners could have seen her moves there where she declared herself immortal. Sort of hands up at the side, pointing at her body.
Yeah.
And immortal. It's glorious. That's exactly what an immortal person would do as well.
I'll make a guess.
Oh man, I don't know. I suppose we've had a wee natter. We're coming in to time to maybe just do that thing where we
time for me to go to bed, because I've had a very long day and I'm very tired.
It's 11:30 as well, and we've got to get James home. Oh wait, no, he's home. He's home already.
Yay!
Got anything else to say? Anybody? James? Lizzie? Jimmy?
I'll just quickly add the socials that you can contact us by just searching for us on Google is the easiest way. Or going to Five Club on Facebook, search for us there, Five Club Pod, Twitter at Five Club, email Ken at fiveclub.co.uk, or just go to our fancy website where you can buy our merch and donate to us on Five Club fivecob.co.uk.
Fivecob.co.uk.
Yeah.
And you can also talk to us there. We've got comments. You can comment under each episode. We have a lovely blog post up there. We're going to get some more going as well. Jamie gave us a best of 2018 music.
More people have read that than I thought.
that was quite a bit of a hit. Also, one of our best episodes was a replay of episode 9 out of the last, seven episodes was when we were all ill and stuck up an old episode. We had 170 downloads in the first week or something. It was silly. Yeah.
Before we go, I think we should all discuss our affirmations and goals for 2019.
Okay.
Right. I was joking. Wow. Okay, I was joking.
No, I'm game.
Right, go there and you go. You're like, nah,
I'll forget. I'm game for it. I want to leave Europe and with no deal.
You're just confirming what the listeners already think about you, Kutch.
Build a fucking wall.
Build a wall in the North Sea, down to the Channel.
Build a wall right in the middle of the Channel Tunnel.
I think, in fairness, my only thing that I would like to do is survive 2019. Mm. I think there's a lot of things that are going to be challenging one way or another. Brexit, Lizzie, Brexit.
Yes, I was nodding at.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Jamie?
Oh, God. Going to enter a jiu-jitsu competition because I wanted to do it last year, but then I ripped my toe in half.
Oh, favourite moment of 2018.
You ripped your toe off, baby.
It was properly off. Oh my God, it was,
I still show people that picture.
New listeners on Radio Haver, Jamie ripped his toe off doing some kind of fancy MMA move during MMA training. And the pictures are disgusting. However, our friend Doogie did some fantastic photoshops of Jamie with his thumbs up and replaced the thumb with Jamie's toe hanging off at a sort of, 90-degree
angle. That's the angle it was hanging off at. So I've just got tape in the post because I'm not wearing my wrestling boots anymore. Practice. I've got tape and I'm just going to tape up
your foot.
That toe to the toe next to it for dear life. And then enter competitions. And I just drink more whiskey. And also lose more weight. I think those two will
good
go against
that.
Each other.
Those two together.
I know.
Just going to throw that out there. Thank fuck, Jamie. And see the amount of times you've kicked me with those wrestling shoes on in training. It's going to be heavenly just getting kicked with normal foot. Rather than almost losing a toe.
How about you, James? Do you have any?
I would say I'm going to try and be a little bit more opportunistic this year.
That sounds ominous.
Yeah.
Ominous and good. Like there's been things I wanted to do last year in terms of acting and other stuff, but I put it to the side because of work, or I put it to the side because of other things. So this year I'm in that sort of fuck it frame of mind. So if anyone's looking for an actor for any capacity, to pay me, then I'll come and do it.
James, I just won the lottery. I've got a job for you. I've got two jobs for you. If you do the first one good and fake that you want it for me, then you can come and act and help me seduce people to steal their organs.
I could do that. Yeah, I'll say opportunistic.
You'll do anything for a paycheck.
Just like any actor.
Oh. No one will admit it, but we are the prostitutes of the arts. So,
dear, fair enough. That sounds actually like something that's actually going to be worthwhile doing. Anyway, Lizzie, what are you going to do?
I'm gonna do this bloody master's dissertation. This whole master's that I started in I don't know, maybe 2013. I'm gonna start my dissertation this year. So that's a 2020 finished point, but I'm gonna do that.
Fair enough.
Also going to lose a bit more weight. And hopefully that will help me do something about my main resolution, which is to try and break free of my sex recession.
Don't know. Again, Brexit's coming up.
Yeah, I know. What effect's that going to have? What if the fairies can't get across to you, Lizzie?
There's no
with all the men.
The problem.
Lock your doors, gents. Lizzie's on the prowl.
Again, you're assuming.
Oh, no, James has been and gone, man. Been and gone. There's not enough doors in the world. Oh, so, yeah, be cool. Get a shag.
Get a shag. Fair enough. Go. That sounds very, hey, that's good. Very achievable.
So, new listeners, just saying.
if you're in Lewis and looking for a shag. Dear.
You know what we could do? We could do like a Fife Club blind date. Like, we could get, if listeners are up for this, like, so we set them up and we could do like a podcast where we do like a blind date with Lizzie and we find out if we can find a guy for her.
James, I've got a job for you, Scylla Black.
I'll fucking do that. Absolutely. I'll sing it all. I'll do it all.
But no, that's Bewitched, isn't it?
You were doing it but the wrong way around. You were doing a little bit high, the high bit's low.
I was doing
it backwards.
I was going down the Bewitched. Wait, hold on. I can't even think of it.
Say what you like.
No, not that Bewitched.
I know.
Blame it on the weatherman.
Yeah, right. Well, let's do this. I'm up for that now. Let's do it. That's a new resolution now. Do the Fife Club blind date.
We're
looks unimpressed.
We tried to sell Jamie a long time ago, but then it turned out that his sister was the 200 like, so that wasn't happening.
Yeah. So
it's Lizzie's turn. We're almost at 300. The 300th like on Facebook.
This is Fife Club.
And I'm really not fussy.
Yeah. Man, woman, whatever.
Yeah, to be honest, we could probably work it out. I've done most things in my life.
Your way. Right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. So, I'm not sure if this one will make Radio Haver or not, but hey, fuck it. If it does, then...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, then really sorry, guys. Hope you enjoyed
Rambly
it.
First episode, apologies.
Come back to us, listen again, and you will maybe have different people other than me and Jamie.
We usually have more structured content.
Yeah. But we're rambly. Today.
Just before we go, can I just give a nice honourable mention to our friends at the Trample Bet Podcast?
Definitely.
They gave us a couple of weeks ago. We've done it a few times now on their podcast. The Trample Bet Podcast. They do a weekly podcast about Scottish football coupons and just football coupons in general and some general football chat. They're really good. They're run by the guys who do Trample Bat.
Yep.
Who we've interacted with a few times before. So I thought I'd give them a little bit of a hello. Thanks for the mentions and. Long
yeah, absolutely.
Tweet along.
And if you listen, tweet them. If you like your football coupon, your football betting, all that kind of stuff, get in contact with them. They're desperate for folk to chat to them because they've got plenty of listeners. Just they want more interaction. Get on it. Absolutely,
just
get on it.
Chatting to them just now.
It's James. Right. James, and that's it.
They can't, like. This podcast has shown that they can't just survive on me chatting. That's just not a bad thing.
And again, somebody that's not much into football, I've listened to it a few times, and they certainly seem to know what they're talking about. That's about as good as a review I can give it. Trample Bat, it's always good. I really enjoy it. It's basically the they are the West Coast version of us, except they're slightly more professional.
Oh, okay.
Right. There's actually comedians in their ranks. Yeah.
Hi there. Just saying. Hi.
Are you trying to get shags from other podcasts in the country now? Is that it?
No, I was suggesting that I'm a comedian.
Oh, right. I thought you were selling yourself.
Jesus, gosh. What's wrong with you tonight?
It's very clear what I was talking about there.
Let's bring this to a close then. So, I suppose it brings us to that time of the night where I have to ask, Lizzie, what's the motto this week?
When shopping in the Shite Island Lidl, it's not a bargain if you don't need it.
That's sound life advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. That'll do. Yeah, good night.
Night.
Bye.